Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bray Haven of Cattlemen's Congress. Back with Bray in just a moment.
Friends, like it or not, Oklahoma's growing, and I'm not just talking about cattle and crops. Officials say traffic on Oklahoma roads will increase by 50% in the next several decades. That's why the Turnpike Authority has developed the Access Oklahoma Plan. It's going to offer more options for getting around the state. Best of all, no cost to taxpayers. Only the folks who drive on turnpikes pay for it. Learn more at accessoklahoma.com.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
He's the Executive Vice President of Cattlemen's Congress. Bray Haven with us today as we think back on that first Cattlemen's Congress a couple of years ago now and how remarkable the journey has been.
It really was special how Cattlemen's Congress came about. You talk about some of the people that we got involved early, some of the people that whose brainchild this was some producers here in Oklahoma, our chairman of our board, Gerald Callahan, Tyler Norvell, president of the Onward Foundation, runs Oklahoma Youth Expo, and you know I'm still involved with that as well. But Tyler, Gerald, Mr. Funk, Mr. Bob Funk, Jimmy Harrell, who's also on the Oklahoma Youth Expo board, and there was just this opportunity in the fall of 2020 as livestock shows, things were getting canceled left and right. Oklahoma had already opened back up. We had great leadership here in the state of Oklahoma, the governor of the state, the legislature, all of those involved, and we're committed to getting things back to business, back to normal, quicker than others. We're blessed here in Oklahoma to have that leadership, and those people dreamed up Cattlemen's Congress, and it seems like it was almost overnight. Cattle shows across the country are an opportunity for people to market genetics. It's not just the competition, but the sales that happen, the people that come from coast to coast, literally, to market their cattle, and that we would have just been voided a year.
So with other major cattle shows and state fairs shutting down because of the pandemic, Oklahoma City suddenly became a destination for a national cattle show.
We got the right people involved. We started inviting breed associations down here to Oklahoma City to meet and look at the facility and start talking about, is this even possible? And it was a resounding yes. I think people probably wondered for a long time why Oklahoma didn't have a big major cattle show. We're right here at the crossroads of I-35, I-40. Oklahoma is cattle country. We have more cattle than people in this state, I think. So it just made sense. And I think everybody, once the breed associations and people that exhibited cattle here in Oklahoma across the country realized that this was going to be a good opportunity, everybody bought in immediately. And I think that's what made this so exciting. I don't know that the goal was long-term to have Cattlemen's Congress, to get into the minds of those that formed Cattlemen's Congress. We'll have to interview them, but it certainly turned into that after year one was a resounding success.
2021 was a success. The feedback that you got from breed associations, from individual seed stock operators that came and took part in Cattlemen's Congress, they gave you a thumbs up. That meant January 1, 2022, we did year two.
Yeah, I think as soon as we shut the gates in 2021, the group of people that oversaw Cattlemen's Congress decided immediately that we've got to do this again. And so then the planning began for 2022. And really, it wasn't a matter of us going out and recruiting new breeds or recruiting new sales and things like that. It was our phone was ringing off the hook. Hey, can we be a part? We want to have another sale. We want to have this kind of sale. We want to do this. We want to add a pin show. We want to, you know, be a part. Just come be a part. And so we added six or seven new breeds in 2022. We really filled up our schedule. We really looked at how do we incorporate a successful trade show and make the facilities work for that. What other things can we do that increase the exhibitor experience and give people all the things they want when they come market their cattle?
Executive Vice President Bray Haven with Cattlemen's Congress, Year 3, January 2023. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.